Continuing the laws of Nefilas Apayim, the Mechaber tells us, Nahagu, that we have the custom Sholipol Apneihem, that there are certain times in the year, holidays, in which we do not recite Tachnun, such as Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av, V'lo Tu B'Shvat. Those are two times. And then it says, V'lo B'Rosh Chodesh, V'lo B'Mincha Sholofanov. We do not recite Tachnun on Rosh Chodesh. And also, the mincha preceding it. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us that mashma, it seems, based on the words of the Mechaber, that when it comes to Tu B'Av and Tu B'Shvat, apparently, noflim b'mincha sholofanav. According to the opinion of the Mechaber, we would actually recite Tachnon, the mincha, before Tu B'Av and Tu B'Shvat. And he says, v'ein nohagin kein. We do not have this custom, but apparently, there are those that do. Well, later on, in a few moments, we'll understand why the Mechaber would distinguish, make a differentiation between Tu B'Av and Tu B'Shvat and Rosh Chodesh, that he holds that only when it comes to Rosh Chodesh we do not recite Tachnun the Mincha before it. The Mechaber then says, V'lo B'Chanukah, we don't recite Tachnun then either. V'ish Omrim, there are those that say, Gam B'Mincha Shulafanav, V'chein Nohagin, we have the custom also not to recite Tachnun on the Erev of Chanukah by Minchatan. And he says, B'Purim, Ein Noflin Al Pneihem, also when it comes to Purim. V'Lag B'Omer, Ein Noflin, we do not recite Tachnun on Lag B'Omer. As well as Be'erev Yom Kippur, Ein Noflin, V'chein Be'erev Rosh Hashanah. Be'erev Yom Kippur, Ein Noflin, Be'erev Rosh Hashanah, we will not recite Tachnun. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, that when it comes to Purim, there's a difference between Purim and Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur. When it comes to Purim, first of all, that refers to the 2 days, not just Purim, but also Shushan Purim, the day afterwards. And also, in the event there have been other Aleph, in which we did not celebrate Purim, rather we have what's called Purim Katan, also during that time we will not recite Tachnun. V'chol elu ein omrim gam b'mincha shalafanav. We will not recite by mincha before it, before Purim. We do not recite Tachnun, so too by Lag B'Omer, excluding Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur, which means the mincha before Erev Rosh Hashanah. Not the mincha before Rosh Hashanah, the mincha before Erev Rosh Hashanah, or the mincha before Erev Yom Kippur. In that case, we will recite Tachnun. So, the question is, why do we, again, make this difference, at least according to Mechaber, even though we don't hold like this, that we make a difference between Tu B'Av, Tu B'Shvat, and Rosh Chodesh. So it's brought down in the Tamei HaMinhagim as well as in the Prima Gadim. V'yesh mevim ha'tshatam madua tiknu v'imnoam l'omer tachnun b'mincha shalafanav. Why do we not recite tachnun by the mincha before? After all, it's not yet the holiday until the Shkia. So the mincha before, it's the day before. What's the significance of not reciting tachnun before? So it's brought down, as we said in the various sources, k'dei sheyiskru b'mariv she'achar kach l'haskir me'en ha'ma'orim, that we're able to acknowledge now so that in a few minutes later when we daven Mariv, that there is now a holiday coming up, and therefore there's going to be certain additions to our Shemona Esrei, such as on Rosh Chodesh, where we recite Yal V'Yavo. Therefore, because of this, by Mincha time already, we already want to make that distinction, so that people will already have in their minds that Rosh Chodesh is coming up, and then by Marv, I'm going to change the Shemona Esrei. It was then Nevin Madua L'Dibur HaShulchan Aruch, Iyamir Estachan B'Mincha Shulafanav, Hurakli in Rosh Chodesh Chanaku Purim. Maybe that's the reason why the Shulchan Aruch says that we only, according to him, stop saying Tachnon, the Mincha preceding Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah and Purim, is because all of them have some change in the Shemona Esrei the next night, whether it's Yal V'Yavo or by Chanukah and Purim, Al Nisan. V'achronim heim shehosifu, there are other achronim later on, unlike the words of the Shulchan Aruch, that also say Tu B'Shvat and Tu B'Av u'Purim Katan v'Lag B'Omer, that the mincha preceding those holidays also we will not recite Tachnun, even though the reality is you're not really adding anything into the Shemona Esrei, right? And that's the reason why the Shulchan Aruch says that by the mincha preceding it you should still say Tachnun. So why do we not recite Tachnun mincha preceding it? So according to those achronim, it shows us, Mishum, Gedolus hayom ha'asid lavoi ba'erev shenechen atzmeinu l'kach. It's just an idea of preparing ourselves mentally that we're about to come across a Yom Tov of some sort, and therefore, even though we're not changing our Shemoneh Esrei, it gives us the proper frame of mind to be able to acknowledge that a Yom Tov or holiday is coming. V'af ki ein haskara b'tefillah, even though we're not mentioning anything in the Marv Shemoneh Esrei any different than we did before. L'chein, therefore, b'mincha shlifnei erev Rosh Hashanah v'erev Yom Kippur, Omrim tachnun d'ein echad mehatamim hanal. Therefore, it makes sense what the Mishnah Berurah said, that when it comes to Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur, we do not say tachnun. But the day, the mincha preceding Erev Rosh Hashanah and the mincha preceding Erev Yom Kippur, we will in fact say tachnun by that mincha, because both of these two reasons don't apply. First of all, on Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur, by the Marav service, we're not adding anything into the Amidah on Erev Rosh Hashanah or Erev Yom Kippur. And in addition to that, we're not attaching the same sanctity, the same Kedusha, to the Yomim Tov themselves as Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur. And therefore, because of this, the Mincha preceding those 2 days, we will not recite, we still will recite Tachnun. We'll discuss next time the reason why we did not recite Tachnun by Mincha time on Erev Shabbos preceding the Shabbos on Friday afternoon.